Tops and Bottoms by Janet Stevens. The next day, Hare hopped down the road to Bear's house. Bear, of course, was asleep.
Hello, Bear, wake up. It's your neighbor Hare, and I have an idea.
Bear opened one eye and grunted.
Ugh.
We can be business partners, Hare said. All we need is this field right here in front of your house. So what'll it be, Bear?
Asked Hare.
The top half or the bottom half?
Let's see,
Bear said with a yawn.
I'll take the top half, Hare. Right, tops.
Hare smiled.
It's a done deal, Bear.
Jamie O'Rourke and the Big Potato, an Irish folktale by Tommy DePala. Jamie O'Rourke was the laziest man in all of Ireland. He would do anything to avoid working, especially if it had to do with growing potatoes. Jamie O'Rourke, his wife Eileen would say, we'll have nothing to eat this winter if you don't go out and dig up the praties.
Oh, the saints preserve us,
Jamie would whine.
Me back's as sore as can be. Sure as I'm telling you, wife, you'll have to dig them up yourself. I'll break in two if I so much as get up out of this bed.
Time for Bed by Mem Fox. It's time to sleep, little bee, little bee. Yes, I love you, and you love me. It's time to sleep, little snake. Good gracious me, you're still awake? It's time to sleep, little pup. If you don't sleep soon, the sun will be up. It's time to sleep, little dear. The very last kiss is almost here. The stars on high are shining bright. Sweet dreams, my darling. Sleep well. Good night. The Princess Diaries by Meg Cabot. I can't believe she's doing this to me. Like everybody doesn't already think I'm a freak. I'm practically the biggest freak in the entire school. I mean, let's face it, I'm 5'9", flat-chested, and a freshman. How much more of a freak could I be? If people at school find out about this, I'm dead. That's it. Dead. Oh, God, if you really do exist, please don't let them find out about this. There are 4 million people in Manhattan, right? That makes about 2 million of them guys. So out of 2 million guys, she has to go out with Mr. Giannini. She can't go out with some guy she'd met at D'Agostino's or wherever. Oh, no. She has to go out with my algebra teacher. Thanks, Mom. Thanks a whole lot. Dinosaurs Before Dark by Mary Pope Osborne.
What are you doing? Said Annie.
Taking notes, said Jack. We're probably the first people in the whole world to ever see a real live pteranodon.
Jack looked at the pteranodon again. The creature had a bony crest on top of his head. The crest was longer than Jack's arm.
I wonder how smart he is, Jack said.
Very smart, said Annie.
Don't count on it, said Jack. His brain's probably no bigger than a bean.
No, he's very smart. I can feel it, said Annie. I'm going to call him Henry.
Ruthie and the Not-So-Teeny-Tiny Lie by Laura Rankin. Ruthie loved tiny things. The tinier, the better. One day at school recess, she saw something in the grass. It was a teeny tiny camera. Click, click. She tried it out every which way.
Say cheese, Clouds.
Click.
Say cheese, little bug.
Click.
Say cheese, Martin.
Click. But Martin didn't say cheese. Martin said,
Hey, that's my camera.
Ruthie was startled.
No, it's not. It's mine.
Give it to me. It's mine.
It's mine,
she yelled.
I got it for my birthday.
Well, that wasn't true at all. Not one teeny tiny bit.